SBS Radio.
Bernard Lafair is among millions of men worldwide living with prostate cancer. He says he is one of the success stories after trialling a new drug combination at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney.
I'm feeling good, very good. I can do everything I want. It's not a hard treatment. The chemotherapy is very difficult, very hard treatment.
Mr. Lafair is from Noumea in the South Pacific, where treatment options are limited. He was one of 56 men accepted for the trial after his prostate cancer spread to his bones and lungs. Professor Louise Emmett from St. Vincent's Hospital says the trial was the last treatment option available for him, and it's been a success.
So Bernard had already failed at least two lines of chemotherapy and all other available treatments. And you can see there's a marked reduction in the number and intensity of these lesions.
The trial uses two drugs. One is a promising new cancer drug, lutetium PSMA, which is injected intravenously to deliver a small amount of radioactivity to tumour cells. The second trial drug, called Vionda, was developed by Australian doctor Graham Kelly. Dr. Kelly is a prostate cancer survivor who tested it on himself.
We believe that Vionda works by enhancing the body's ability to fight cancer, and we're talking now about the immune system.
The trial's results are now getting international attention, and doctors are now working to make lutetium PSMA more widely available. Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia CEO Jeff Dunn says his team is thrilled with the results.
There's some exciting research work being done in this country. In fact, world-leading research work in the treatment of prostate cancer.
1.3 million people are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year. Mr. Lafair says he's hoping he'll soon be able to return home to his family in Noumea.
It's not the end for me. It's not the end. I continue. I want to fight. So the last 4 years is very exceptional, very beautiful for all my family. I would like to say thank you very much.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.